Everybody, we're the regular Joes here at Barney's Beanery, as always on yasports.net. As always, Sam Tripoli, Rob Cardino, Big Earl Skankel. I'm Joe Bartnick. We're talking sports as politically incorrect as possible for the various sponsors we have. Speaking of politically incorrect, I will say once again, this is still the Laker town. The Clippers are down, baby!
Clippers won last night.
Yeah, we beat the worst team in the NBA.
So oh, are you playing good. College teams now?
Yeah.
You got Syracuse's schedule?
We beat the UC Irvine Anteaters, which was pretty sweet. It was a tight game, went to overtime, but luckily we beat them. Yeah, man, I don't know what to say, dude.
We're I'm glad they gave Dunleavy a 4-year contract, so they'll have to buy him out in 2 years.
Yeah, is that the thing? No, it's like, here's your contract. Oh, by the way, you're fired. Yeah. It's the greatest gig ever, dude. It's just pro sports. Like, they're talking about that with the Knicks, man.
Came
they want to buy all everybody.
Oh. Overrated. Late. Oh. Now he's late. He got the contract. Brand shot. His knees are done. I mean, he's not shot forever.
They're talking about Kobe Bryant.
Cassell's getting old.
Yeah.
Phil Jackson's like, dude, he's never going to be the player he was before.
That may be true. But he's still one of the 10 best players in the NBA.
Yeah, he is, dude.
And Bynum looks like a little bit of a stud, man.
They
he's
look
only
pretty
like
good,
15.
The Lakers. Yeah. They've played, like, all their games at home. But they look pretty good.
You
want to
know what the problem with Elton Brand is? Is he's not taking the outside shot like he did last year. For some reason, he thinks because he got more shooters now, he needs to bang on the inside. When his game was to step out 16 feet, pop out the back shot, and he's not doing it anymore. And he's banging boards, and they're just doubling down on him. So it's like our game plan has completely changed from last year. So it sucks. We're 6-6. Dude, we were 6-2 just a little while ago. Now we're 7-7, but we're 6-2.
You're going to be battling the Golden State Warriors for the A seed. You know, a friend of the show, Al Madrigal, called me up to tell me that they beat the San Antonio Spurs.
Did they beat San Antonio?
They beat the Spurs, and they beat the Jazz 2 nights in a row.
That Ellis kid is good, bro.
He is good.
Yeah. That point guard they got, like nobody was talking about him. He barely played last year, and then this year he's gone insane, dude.
I remember the draft they were talking about Gerald Green, the high schooler, and Monte Ellis, and they're like, these guys could go, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then Green went, like, 17th or 18th to Boston, and Ellis went, what, second round? And now this kid's lighting it up.
He's lighting it up.
He's got hops.
The NBA rules to make offense easier are definitely working. Mm-hmm. Like, you see it now. The 60-point game is gone.
Unless you watch a Bulls game or a Spurs game. Or,
speaking of the Bulls, what about Big Ben? Headband problems? You don't want to play for wearing a headband?
Dude, if you pay a guy 50 mil to play, are you really going to trip out on a freaking headband? Plus, he looks cool wearing it.
How much is the brother sweating? You see that hair? Someone's got.
Well, it depends on the brother. It's like Patrick Ewing, that was a rainforest of sweat.
Yeah. They had to bring the mop everywhere. Yeah. Those kids were getting overtime at Madison Square Garden with the mop.
These kids had to shoot guns because they couldn't work it.
Well, the darker you are, the more you sweat.
Yeah.
Is that
it's
a fact?
True.
Yeah, it's math theory.
Is it really?
Well, Ben Wallace is pretty dark.
Right.
Are you, like are you telling me like Jason Kidd doesn't sweat at all? Is that what you're saying?
You ever seen him sweat?
No, I haven't.
No, I never did. I
saw his wife
sweat. I saw his wife sweat when he hit her.
Bitch deserved it.
When's that going to be a sport? Seriously, every redneck sport is a sport now. Poker, bowling, you know, it's just a matter of time between wife beating.
You see
like
those sponsors on their wife beater shirts?
Just like this.
Pap, this is brought to you by Pap's Blue Ribbon.
Ah!
But Ben, though, but he says the headband is part of the intimidation.
Dude, I don't understand. Is it that big of a deal that he can't wear his headband? I think Scott Skiles is just being
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it's ludicrous. I think it's ludicrous that these professional guys, A, have to be treated like that. I mean, it's the same. It gets back to the coaching. It's like, do you really need to call out a play for these guys? They've only been playing basketball for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and this is coming from an organization to let Dennis Rodman have a haircut that looked like some 13-year-old's collage. That they remember that thing? It's like he passed out one night at some gay bar, and they just spray-painted like some really bad hair. You know, and you're mad at a headband? Who? I mean, $50 million. As a businessman, wouldn't you be like, why are you messing with this guy's head? Let him wear wear the effing headband.
Because they're not playing well. And I thought the Bulls were going to be good. They looked awesome the first game and a half, and then they went in the tank.
Maybe
the Bulls should be good.
It's almost like it wasn't a shot at the headband, but a shot at Wallace. You know, maybe if Wallace was, if they're winning, maybe they don't say anything.
Cornrows.
Yeah. He's spoiled the girls. But I'd rather have Ben Wallace than Tyson Chandler. I mean, you did was you just switched him out. And I'd rather have him. But, I mean, what did they think Ben Wallace was going to do? Ben Wallace wasn't scoring when he was a Piston for, you know, I mean, like, he's a liability on offense.
It's the wrong time to mess with that dude because he could play half-ass still and the teams would be, like, the second-best team in the East. I mean, Shaq, he might even make the playoffs. Shaq doesn't care. Shaq went there. He got his ring. He ain't playing until Easter.
Yeah.
I don't care how hard Riley gets on. Now Iverson's mad. He's getting 50 a night. Now he's not going to pool parties and bowling alleys with the team. It's like Iverson wants out. The Celtics stink. The Pistons are but they ain't going to win it. LeBron James, once again, still overrated.
They lost to the Knicks.
Yeah. The Knicks, it's been well discussed on this. I mean, why would you mess with Ben Wallace this year?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
This is the year to do it.
Dude, like 45 wins could win you the division, you know?
I'm
like,
telling you,
just a Harold
Orlando could come out of the East, dude.
They look good.
They look good. You know, it's like they're put together a team that really seems to care. Everybody was either underrated coming in the NBA because they have a chip on their shoulder, or they love Jesus.
Right.
You know, it's like, Dwight Howard, how happy is Orlando that Dwight Howard loves Jesus?
Yeah, you know? Not white women.
Yeah. And he plays ball, and he comes in the name
of
Jesus.
His dad was a cop or a sergeant or something like that.
I mean, dude, give that guy anything he wants. Yeah. If I was Orlando, how much money you want? Sign the check right there. Just play.
You know what Orlando needs? They need a coach. You know what's going to happen is next year, they're going to get like Larry Brown. You watch. I'm not saying Larry Brown is the
greatest
coach.
Yeah, but I don't know if Larry Brown has a place in where the NBA wants to go now. Who wants that? He's like old 90s, slow the ball down.
I understand that.
Crap.
But Hill, their coach, the retread Hill, he's not a good coach. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like, what are you going to do? Dude, Larry Brown comes say goodbye to Darko. I mean, like, you got to get a coach.
That was a bad mistake. Maybe Doc Rivers.
He just left there.
And what? And what the Doc Rivers' biggest accomplishment was finishing 500 with a crappy Orlando team. That's all he's done in the NBA.
Yeah, well, I think he's a better announcer than he is a coach. I'm just saying that the coach they have right now is not going to get the job done.
No, I don't even know who's a good coach in the NBA anymore.
Phil Jackson's a good coach. I hate to say it, but it looks like Don Nelson's a good coach. Yeah, right now. I mean, even though he kills every franchise, in my opinion, he shows up at.
Well, no, he gets them out of their mentality of we're losers. He's good at that.
Right.
He lets them play, but you need, once they get really good, you got to get rid of them and bring someone in who plays defense.
Right.
But you got to let them run. You know, Dallas is a great example of a team that runs and guns
Avery
and plays.
Johnson.
Popovich
good
is
coach.
A great coach.
Yeah, Avery Johnson, Greg Popovich.
Well, we'll see Popovich when little Timmy Duncan's gone and see how
That's
good
true.
He plays. You got to remember, they got Timmy Duncan after Spurs sucked it. They had
Robinson was hurt for the year. They tanked the season.
Right. Just remember that. Yeah. Coaches are great when they got great players. You know
what I'm
saying?
Jerry Sloan had two Hall of Famers. As soon as those guys left, they went in the tank.
Sloan.
Then they signed Carlos Boozer, Mehmet Okur. They drafted Darren Williams. Now all of a sudden, Jerry Sloan's a genius.
Sloan is a good coach, though.
I'll give him good.
Dude, who wants – dude, do you know what the NBA is like? You want to hear – you want to see Don Sterling? David Stern.
Stern.
Deep throw shotgun. Have Utah versus Orlando. There would be the sound of blood splatter.
Could be worse. Could be Milwaukee.
No. Milwaukee's terrible this year, too. I don't understand.
I don't know either, dude.
I mean, they should be better. You know what's really interesting is, like, you know, I thought that the Nuggets were done. And then J.R. Smith is helping Carmelo. Who's J.R. Smith?
Carmelo's leading the league in scoring.
Carmelo is tough. I know I'm a Carmelo fan, but I mean, Carmelo
is
tough.
I'm telling you.
And he can ball.
He's playing then better than LeBron, probably.
Dude, I'm glad the NBA is sucking right now because it will not get better until you get rid of guaranteed contracts. You got to get rid of guaranteed contracts because these guys, when they know the money's coming, they don't play. Yeah. It's just the way it is, man.
Best thing that happened this year in the NBA is Gary Payton is not playing at all.
Yeah.
I'm so, so sick of Gary Payton.
And
the glove.
Defense.
Yeah. Just come. Yeah, I think the bitching rule got him out of the league. I think he can't play without bitching.
Good.
I'm happy to see him go.
Yeah.
Him in mourning.
I know. You guys remember mourning did, right? He went to the Nets, didn't think the Nets could win, bitched his way out of the Nets.
Then went and still got his money.
Yeah, and did the same thing with the Raptors.
Yeah. He
didn't even show up to the Raptors.
Yeah. Show up, yeah.
So then he uggs to Miami. Hey, my kidney feels better. Mister, give him to charity. No, you're a punk and a loser. Dikembe Mutombo was a better center than you at Georgetown.
Dikembe Mutombo, the good
Mutombo. The guy sweats.
Yeah.
Well, it goes back to your theory.
Wow.
He's our anthropologist.
Hey, what about this is a different sport. What about Michael Strahan?
Yeah.
This guy go off on this poor female reporter. Talk about being a man.
Yeah. Well, Strahan's a big man. He picks on the women.
Yeah.
And
Burris. Tough guy.
That's what he was talking about.
Well, yeah. And like you said, women.
Yeah.
Well,
but Burris might have quit on some plays. But the other day, Burris actually came out and said, if he wants to talk to me, tell me. Where Strahan made a comment and then backed away and then belittled this female reporter.
You watched that replay? You know? He quit on that play.
And it's the second time he's done that this year.
He could at least tipped it down. He quit on that play, and now Eli Manning's head's all screwed up.
Not in Plex's offense, but in general, every receiver nowadays quits on every. When we were kids, I'm not even saying Swan and Starworth, they're Hall of Famers. But Cliff Branch, Drew Pearson, name a receiver that didn't try to catch the ball. These guys, if the ball's there, they're like, "Eh, ain't going to make me look bad."
It all started with who?
Michael Irvin's. Ricky Waters.
You remember that
Ricky
in Philly? He's going down the middle, and like they threw the ball, and he just didn't even put his hands out just because he knew he was going to get nailed. That was the end of Ricky Waters.
I remember him tanking in Philly. But
that was the beginning of the end.
But just in general, though, nobody tries to catch passes anymore. They don't. I mean, the old days, if the ball was close, it was caught. Now if the ball's close, it's like the announcers lead into it. They give just excuses for every. There's an excuse for everything in the NFL.
Yeah, but at least in the NFL, they can get rid of you. And like they get picked up by another club, not nearly as much as you were getting paid by your first club. And then it just starts going down the middle. Your second club ditches you. You're done. Except for Randy Moss, who still will go to another team.
Yeah. But you know what, though? If I was a team, I'd try out Randy Moss.
Well, now
Steelers, dude.
The Steelers need somebody.
Yeah. Or Porter.
Michael Vick might be gone, too. Falcons might
lose his contract. He's going to last longer than those coaches.
Yeah, he's an exciting player. But, you know, it's like those teams, how many balls did they drop? You can't yell at a guy when 10 balls get dropped. Not like fingertips, like bread basket drops.
I'm a Steeler fan. That's all I've seen is drop. They go, Roethlisberger's under 500 passing. It's like, there's been 15 drops a game.
Look who he's throwing to, Cedric Wilson.
Well, that's my whole theory on this. Oh. That's one of my theories on the Steelers. We are the Regular Joes. We're on yasports.net. We're going to be back in a couple minutes. Please email us your thoughts and opinions. We got our fantasy sports going. And one special note, John LeClair was waived today by the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's a sad day for hockey. Big ups to number 10.
Moment of silence.
Slow white people.
We'll be back with our Kramer discussion. I know you don't want to miss that one. Hey, everybody, we are the Regular Joes back here at Barney's Beanery. As always, Sam Tripoli, Rob Cardino, Big Earl Skangle. I'm Joe Bartnick. This is round two. We're at Barney's Beanery. We're on the internet, yasports.net. Please check us out. Email us your thoughts, your comments, and you may have some after this next segment. We're going to be talking about Kramer, or whatever his real name
is. Michael Richards.
Michael Richards couldn't handle a couple hecklers.
and boom, drop some N-bombs, and now the First Amendment is up in the air. I don't know what's going to happen. I think we all might be out of jobs because we won't be able to, you won't be able to, my thing is, like, you know, I think what he said proved he's an amateur comic because it really shouldn't get to that level within the first second.
Did he not call, I think he called himself a performance artist.
Yeah, he was, it's offensive, dude. I mean, like, it just proves, man, like, we're Jedis, dude. Really, when you become a stand-up, you're a Jedi, dude, and you either go with the Jedi or you're a go with the darkness, dude. And when you go with the darkness, it takes longer to become big, but because it takes time to master darkness. And he went right for the darkness, he didn't know how to wield it, and it crashed and burned, dude. I mean, I'm so glad that he's not doing stand-up anymore, because how many times have you been at a club and they're like, okay, dude, you're supposed to go on, but Kramer showed up, and he's going to do, like, 20 minutes of... death.
I thought it was his best set I've ever seen.
You know what's the funny thing is you listen to the tape, there's like a jackass or two in the back that's actually kind of laughing, like, oh, I get it, you know? And you're
like, oh. He just snapped. I mean, the thing was he had such no stand-up chops that he didn't know how to handle it all. And that's the real problem. But my whole problem with the whole thing is the banning of words. And whatever words you want to say or ban... Or not so much the banning of words, it's heckler's rights.
Right.
Like, what's going to happen now? Like, now if you call a chick a cunt, it's like, no, you can't say that. What? And I always think that's like the last level of... That's what I thought about what Kramer said was like, no, that's so much of an atomic bomb on an ant at that point.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't pull a gun at you. Like, yeah. You know, they're just...
Especially at the Laugh Factory, where it's like the easiest to smack hecklers. People just want to laugh, dude. But it's like, first of all, these hecklers, okay? What Michael Richards said was wrong.
Right.
We'll all agree on that. Let's get past that. Let's agree. Let's get past that. Now, let's take a look at this. These guys are saying all they were doing were ordering drinks. There is no way these guys were just sitting there ordering drinks and he goes off like that. And you know they're full of shit because when they're leaving, they go, and that's why you haven't done any movies or any TV shows. All you did was Seinfeld. It's like all you did was Seinfeld. Are you fucking serious, yeah, man?
That's like saying all you did was take down the Berlin Wall or something, you know? Like,
well, have you ever heard black people try to order drinks?
Yeah.
It can take a while.
Dude, they'll turn on you, dude. You ever done, like, a black comedy night? Like,
oh, yeah,
dude,
absolutely.
They don't like you. I've had stuff thrown at me. They just turn. They start talking as loud as
they were kind of easy on them.
Well, it's not that it's just the N-word. It's the hanging upside down from a tree.
Yeah,
like,
that is the most
racism there. The N-word, you could slip out.
Like, how did he think that was going to come out as funny? Like, where in his head was like, oh, here's a good witty retort.
This guy is so this is just an amusement park of stuff. You don't even know where to go. Like, he's so out of control. The Letterman interview, like, it's just strange. This is a complete wacko.
You know who's worse than him? These guys' lawyer. What's her name?
Gloria.
This woman is she is a direct threat to democracy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and as heinous as Richards is, if he gives these guys a penny,
dude,
we're all done. Yeah. We're all done as stand-ups, because then you won't be able to say anything to anybody. And my act is all about attacking people, not obviously like that.
If you sit in
fat people, fat chicks, drunks, people who do, you know, the list. It's like you can start pick. There'll be no comedy. It'll be the comedy of Jerry Seinfeld. Oh, I lost a sock.
Yeah.
If you sit at a comedy club, whether you're fat, black, white, poor, Jewish, you're going to get made fun of at some point in the night.
That's
every single
the point.
Group. That's, it's the last bastion of free speech is a comedy club.
If you're in eighth grade, you're going to be made fun of.
Well, can we all start suing people for saying stuff we don't like? Like the women from The View, you'll be hearing from my legal counsel.
The fans Michael Vick gave the finger to.
It's too bad Gloria Allred wasn't married to Scott Peterson.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Or O.J. Simpson. Yeah.
She is bordering on bigotry and sexist. Because something bad happened in her life, and we all feel bad about that. She's gone on this freaking terror, and she's making everybody... You're messing with the First Amendment. You're going beyond just, like, you know, helping the victims. You are threatening people, livelihood. It's like what Janet Jackson did, man. Like, with her whipping her tit out. Okay, now you made it hard for all entertainers to do their thing because your career is going downhill and you're trying to be like crazy and get some PR going. It's like you're going beyond. You're messing with art now.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got Jamie Masada, like, talking, like, well, he wants Michael Richards. Like, Michael, you know what Michael should do? Michael Richards should just move to Jamaica and forget about it and never say another word.
Probably not Jamaica.
He doesn't need the money.
Yeah. Jamaica might not work.
Maybe Maine or something.
Iceland. Iceland.
Poland.
He should open a club next to Laugh Factory called Fuck Masada. That should be his comic.
Well, Masada should just worry about getting little kids from Michael Jackson.
Yeah, how great is that guy?
I mean, he's a saint. Well, he's feeding Michael Jackson kids to fuck.
This is the guy that runs Laugh Factory, for people that don't know.
Yeah.
Joe, I think you can forget about your showcase next week.
Whatever.
Did he invite Richards back on?
The next night! Did you hear the funny story about that? Well, let me get... Jamie wasn't in... I don't know. I heard the story from a girl who works there. He wasn't in L.A. when it happened. He had to fly back for that night. And
for
there was
the press
supposed
conference?
To be agreement that he was going to apologize on stage. And it looked like he wasn't going to be coming up on... Michael Richards wasn't going to show up because his spot was coming up. And it was like in 5 minutes, 3 minutes, he wasn't there. He shows up, runs up on stage, does his act, doesn't even apologize, and leaves. So it's like... So Jamie's like, he's never going to show up ever again. We apologize. He'll never go up. And they're like, didn't he perform the next night? You know, it's like...
But he should... The thing is like, if Kramer was... Not Kramer, and he was playing a one-nighter in Modesto, or he was just a regular comic playing in St. Louis. It happens once a year, I bet. You know, the fact that it was Kramer was like it's an international incident. And it's like, take it easy, people. It's that just goes to prove he shouldn't be doing stand-up comedy. He should be sitting on his money. I mean, Jerry Seinfeld was almost crying because season 7 came out. His Letterman appearance is marred.
How funny is it?
He was like, I can't believe how are my great-great-great-grandkids going to eat?
My favorite part is Jesse Jackson calling for a boycott of... Season 7, which means like the black community, there goes like 0.0005% of sales. I highly doubt Seinfeld will be on BET anytime soon.
There will be less episodes. I love people saying I'm not watching Seinfeld. What, 7 years after it was canceled? Yeah. After it's been on air 5 times a day.
There will be no Seinfeld DVDs at the Compton Swap Mart.
Yeah.
It'll be in blackface.
If the hustlers I know, it will be sold.
Like, if you really want to hurt Seinfeld, download season 7, then burn it. You know what I'm saying?
YouTube it.
How funny.
I mean, do you even need to buy season 7? Just turn the TV on. You'll
I know.
See
what
it?
Is the point you know? Of that? It's not. There should be just a Seinfeld channel.
Yeah, they run. It's called TBS. Yeah.
Now, did you hear that? Now, there's a club right next to the Laugh Factory. I forget the name of it. It's really hot right now.
North,
it's called? Is it? No, it's changed its name. It's like
South.
Something, whatever. So, anyways.
Now I'm Earl.
So all this paparazzi's there because Britney's.
Oh, that's Hyde. That's Hyde.
All this paparazzi's there because Paris Hilton's there. So, like. Paris Hilton's about to leave, all the paparazzi is getting all excited until they turn over and there's this like riot right now. So it was like the perfect storm of stupidity going on right now. Paparazzi, Michael Richards dropping N-bombs, Paris Hilton.
Did they have Paris Hilton dropping N-bomb somewhere?
Yeah. And nobody cares.
She's rich and she can pay
black
the fine.
Guys. That's why. Mm-hmm. I think if you bang black guys, you should be able to drop one N-bomb.
So are you saying that Michael Richards needs to bang black guys? So
basically,
I think you should put out a gay Bukkake scene of him just getting made into a Christmas
Lewis number.
What's that?
Give him Carl Lewis's number.
And then, like...
He'll be on the Wayne Brady, a very special Wayne Brady.
Very special. Watch Wayne Brady. Gonna kill him.
The whitest black guy I know.
He's the only black guy, Wayne Brady, not allowed to use the N-word.
Yeah, that is funny.
I don't use that word in public.
So, Britney Spears hanging out with Paris Hilton. Is she
hanging
the queen
her crotch
of...
Out.
Literally.
The queen of... Yeah, and she just had two kids, so that thing's got to be like...
Look like flapping in the breeze.
So what's a worse career move, Michael Richards or Britney Spears?
Showing her crotch. It's never a bad idea to show your crotch.
I don't know what it is about chicks, but you show your crotch now, you got like instant like success. It's amazing. Like in the age of porn where you can just see girls getting destroyed, we get so excited about seeing
Because famous crotch is famous crotch. Because if
and I'm always let down by famous crotch. Have you ever noticed it? You always get shot at famous crotch, and it's just beat up. It's never like, you know what I'm saying? It's
well, how do you think they got famous?
That's true.
That's how they get famous.
It's a long road to the top.
If you want to rock and roll.
Well, it looked like something you would eat at Arby's.
Seriously, it does, didn't it, dude?
Like that $4 sandwich. Yeah.
Is that the 99 cent menu?
Well, didn't Lindsay Lohan do the exact same thing? It's like anytime someone gets into Paris Hilton's car, their crotch gets shot.
Yeah, it's like some weird kind of, like, there's some ghost in there lifting up the skirt.
That's where they keep the camera.
And God bless him.
Is she the queen of bad decisions?
Yeah. Paris Hilton?
No.
Britney Spears? She thinks she needed to do that because, you know, I know what it's like being married with a kid. You think you want to get out and get going, and to her, the way to do that, in her, like, white trash mind, was to get a crotch shot. And there's no one hotter than Paris Hilton. Like, if you want to get famous instantly, because she has an entourage of people who can't wait to put whatever she does.
Well, she phones a photographer. Like, she tells them where she's going. She asks these people to take pictures of her at this place.
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah, as far as hot, like, yeah, she's
that's how you
girl.
Get famous.
This is the Johnny Carson of whores.
We got to get her. We should have her on the show.
Yeah, call her up.
Bang all of us.
I think this is the death of motherhood. My personal opinion. These girls look up so much to Paris, Britney Spears. Like, they're going to have kids and then just think you leave them at home and you go out and you party and you do blow. It's the end of motherhood.
They do, some of them.
K-Fed looks normal now.
Yeah.
This guy's
maybe K-Fed's the good guy in this story.
Who knows?
He's the Bobby Brown. Come on.
Bobby Brown was famous. I mean, he is New Edition. Bobby Brown had a career.
Federline's the new guy.
K-Fed was working at the Juice Up, you know, if it wasn't...
I'd like to see Bobby Brown and K-Fed do Miami Vice.
No, I'd draw the line.
They'd be doing all the coke. Yeah. He couldn't get my...
You want to see him do anything at all?
That would be hilarious.
I want to see Bobby Brown get beat up in prison.
I want to see him do that exposed crotch on video. That's what I want to see.
Oh, man. We just lost more viewers.
Yes, gone.
Nobody wants to see that.
We just lost East St. Louis.
Oh, God.
The East West Club is double viewership.
She could have had kids with anybody on the planet. Dalai Lama would have gone for the knockup. You know,
really?
You name it, dude.
Clinton?
Yeah.
John Kemp?
Yeah. But she chose a backup dancer. Yeah.
What did they all do? Look at Madonna used to date the backup. Because those people like that, they want someone that's going to kiss their ass.
No, they want someone who, like, is
that's why
a bad
Madonna
boy.
Was freaked out about Warren Beatty. Like, on, you know, because Warren Beatty was like, yeah, you're Madonna. No big deal. They want someone who's like, ah. That's why hot chicks go out with losers. It's the whole point.
What was that? Ah. Like, they want a guy who's like Helen Keller.
Ah. They do.
Ah. He is so hot. Last night he said to me,
he's a miracle worker.
I got a story I can share off the air about the craziest thing you've ever seen.
Why wouldn't you want to share that?
Because it's so nasty. Because I, if you guys,
we know, already lost the Midwest.
Because I don't want to do five takes this week. but hey, I got shit to film somewhere else. The guys I stay with in San Francisco when I'm doing performing up there because they don't put up middles. The girl next door, I'm scared of retarded people. It's like a phobia I have.
Is that a certain phobia?
Fair enough.
I just don't. I'm just afraid of them. They're like, you know. They have retarded strength. It's like a superpower.
Yeah, they do.
You ever wrestle a retarded? You ever wrestle a retarded guy? You can't pin them. They don't know the safe word. It's like impossible.
Strong.
Yeah. So anyway, this girl, she's like 8 foot. She's literally like as big as Earl, and she's a Helen Keller, and she's retarded, and she lives across the hall. And I am scared to death to go smoke a cigarette because I think he's going to get it. And one time she was out there and I was fumbling with my keys like I was like on a horror movie. Like,
starts
coming at me. Yeah. I was beating on the door like, no!
She's like, pretty.
Yeah, no. I mean, I know my clothes is about retarded people, but yeah, that's because, you know, I'm trying to be funny.
Laugh I've ever heard.
So, yeah, dude, they do make me uncomfortable.
They just retarded people, they just scare me. I don't know. You know, ever since I had a retarded cousin at picnics, and she just scared me, and I've always been scared. And I dated a chick and her brother was retarded, not like to do Ian Baggs jokes, but that he used to scare me. It's like I've always just been scared of retarded people.
My dad teaches special ed in Idaho.
That's regular school.
We just lost Idaho. And he says in his special ed class they got a gang problem because three of the guys got together and decided they're going to beat up all the other kids, right? So my dad has to strong arm them, right? So my dad literally has to, like, threaten them like wild animals. Like, you know, it's like the weirdest thing. He has to throw chairs all over.
In Canada, we use cattle prods just to keep them... keep them back.
But how do you tell if they're giving gang signals or they're just convulsing?
Yeah.
It's colors.
Colors.
You see them try to tell their mom that they can't wear blue to school today.
Where are my bitches?
Yeah. Those are some hardcore ballers.
And wheelchairs.
Yeah. They're running the lollipops in that school.
The worst part is you can't laugh at them. That's what upsets me.
Yeah. Oh, you won't be able to.
Like, you laugh at, oh, that's mean. That's funny.
Yeah.
They're happy people.
They are.
They make me laugh when they run. Why can't I laugh?
They're happy.
How do you know when they come, though? You know,
why would you want to know?
I'm talking about the girls.
Because Earl wants to know when to leave.
Right. Yeah, space.
Well, you know, but thank God that we got through this segment on Kramer without losing anybody.
Yeah.
And it was good enough to start talking about retarded people. Very nice.
I think this could be the greatest episode we've had so far.
It's been a great day. And before we have to do it again, I'm going to say thank you. Sam Tripoli, come see him in the comic book. You'll be on Spike TV in like a month. Rob Cardner, read his column on YesSports.net. Earl Skankel, everywhere, the king of L.A. I'm sure he's going to be in one of Dante's rooms this week.
Bowling alley.
I'm Joe Bartnick. Thanks a lot. We're on YesSports.net. Thanks, Barney's Beanery. Have a great week.